The historical significance of President Bush's state visit to England was not made any clearer by our regular morning survey of newspapers.
The London Daily Telegraph wrote this: President George W. Bush will be the first American president to make a state visit to Britain when he steps onto British soil tonight.
But the Boston Globe calls Mr. Bush's state visit to England the first since Woodrow Wilson's in December 1918, after the armistice that ended World War I.
Adding to the confusion, the Financial Times had this to say: the staff in the West Wing are talking up the pageantry of the first state visit by a U.S. president since Ronald Reagan rode horseback alongside the Queen at Windsor Castle in 1982.
Well, to sort all this out, we called British historian David Starkey and asked him what exactly we mean when we say state visit in Britain.
We mean very simply a foreign head of state. It is only a foreign head of state who is invited to the country by our head of state, that is, by the Queen. So it's a complimentary visit that's paid to each other by two heads of state.
And there have been a number of U.S. presidents who visited, but my understanding is that it's considered just an official visit if the invitation comes not from the Queen, but from the head of government, the Prime Minister.
From the Prime Minister, that's correct. I mean, a very typical example of that would be the visits paid by President Clinton. And there, what you had was really a kind of overt meeting between two partisan political leaders. The difficulty, of course, is when you have a state visit, the host is not the Prime Minister, a politician. The host is the Queen, who in Britain has to be apolitical. And that makes it quite difficult, actually.
If it's a political time.
Yes. If it's a time of controversy. Mm-hmm. And the great problem at the moment, of course, is that this visit takes place in the middle of a war, which for many people is an occasion of outrage.
Now, there seems to be a little disagreement. I see this sentence in The Guardian in London today, that Mr. Bush is the first U.S. president ever to be honored with an invitation to a state visit. So what then do we consider the visits of, say, President Reagan and President Wilson back in 1918?
I cannot see what the grounds for that statement are. In both cases, that's to say Reagan and Wilson, the monarch acted as host. Obviously, the Prime Minister was involved as well, but the monarch acted as host. Certainly, with Reagan, he was actually the Queen's guest. He stayed, if I recall correctly, and at Windsor, and there's a famous picture of them riding in the park.
At Windsor Castle.
Windsor Castle, that's right. So they were very much the guests of the Queen. There were carriage processions, which, incidentally, there will not be this time because of security fears, and instead the President will have to parade in that dreadful reinforced stretch Lincoln. Yes, rather than the charm of an open-air carriage. But you would stay as the guest of the monarch. You would be treated as the guest of the monarch. You would receive the full ceremonial welcome of a head of state, with the elaborate gun salutes, with the carriage procession, with the state banquet. But all those are accidental. The key thing, the issue, the thing that defines it is, does the invitation come from the Queen? Does it come from the Prime Minister? And in this case, it's from the Queen to the head of state. As I understood, it was with Reagan and certainly with Wilson.
I've read this, that to be an official state visit, it has to run from a Tuesday to a Friday. Why would that be?
Oh, please. I think there are certain protocol freaks on both sides of the Atlantic, the kind of people who agitate themselves over the number of knives and forks, the folding of napkins, and, you know, the plasma of ladies' hats and gloves. I think the rest of us can give up on that one. No, I don't think that's the case. What is normal, of course, is that you need the space of time to have the events. And I think you would normally have to have them in the week, because, of course, at the weekend, the Queen is rarely in London. She's normally out at Windsor. So a week is the best time, but I don't think there's a mysticism about Tuesday to Friday.
Professor Starkey, thanks very much.
Thank you. That was delightful.
David Starkey is a historian and fellow at Fitzwilliam College at Cambridge University.